Afternoon, haven't we? And this place is filled with the life of the Lord, isn't it? There's such a drawing to Christ Himself here this afternoon. And you might say, well, now what are we going to pray about? We haven't heard a rousing subject like the baptism of the Holy Spirit or a call to salvation, but we've heard the greatest call to come to Jesus Himself. And we can sink at His feet and say, Lord, cause me to come more greatly into that place by Your side. And as we call upon the Lord, He can help us,
even
this afternoon, to perfect His presence in a greater way within us. And I'm sure that help is here to do just that. So without anything further, let's sink at the feet of Jesus. Just wait upon Him this afternoon and believe and receive what He is doing for us.
Praise the Lord. I have a sort of a feeling in my soul that we ought to hear a brief word from Sister Bowers yet today. It's been a marvelous, marvelous time for me to have fellowship with these ministers. I don't get to see them in the city, you know, excepting on Monday morning. But here we can be blessed by one another. And our Sister Bowers, I always call Brother Bowers our senior minister. You know why, of course. he has that bishoply way about him, and we're happy for that. And our Sister Bowers has had a very precious walk with God. We don't hear her voice very often. Would you mind letting whatever God lays on your heart? Come on.
Praise the Lord. The chorus has been coming to me. Hide me, oh my Savior, hide me. Glory to God. And the Lord told us one time, you don't know how greatly you need to hide. You know, when you hide away in the Lord Jesus Christ, hide away in the Savior, there are so many things that will not touch you. They cannot touch you because you're hidden away in Him. You're hidden away in the cleft of that rock, and they just pass over. Sometimes people, Christians, and especially maybe Christian workers, are often subject to much criticism. This one will criticize you, and that one will. And sometimes they come face you and they tell you where you're wrong and where, how you ought to be right and all these things. And you know, if you're not hiding in the Lord, this might trouble you. But if you hide away in Jesus, you bring it all to the Lord Jesus. You weigh it. You see whether there's something there that you should correct or not, and ask the Lord to show you, and then you can just lay it down at His feet and just hide. Just hide. It's not going to trouble you. It's not going to discourage you. It's not going to make you feel sad. It might help you draw closer to the Lord if you take it right. It just help you draw closer to the Lord. And that's what we need to do. I have enjoyed sometimes to have certain songs like Alone with God or Spirit of God Descend Upon My Heart or some song like that. I have it written out, put it on my cupboard door while I'm cooking or washing the dishes. I can sing that song, and if I forget a line or what comes in the next verse, I can just glance over there and see it. And or I have let me come closer to the Jesus, closer day by day, and let me lean harder on the Jesus, harder all the way. You know, I've had some of the most glorious times with the Lord, just doing that. Glory to God. And our brother here said something one day about how he praises the Lord out loud with a fellow he works with. He doesn't know how this fellow takes it. Well, I don't know either. I praise the Lord out loud sometimes too, but I get up in the morning early and I go all by myself and have a time of praise. And I do like to praise the Lord out loud, but I'm there all alone. And you know, it does something for me. And I was just telling our sister here, when our children were little, we had four children when they were small. You know, you have quite a bit of duty in the morning, get them all washed and combed and dressed and get them their breakfast, and if they're old enough, get them off to school. And then, of course, you had your work to do in between, and at noon they came home for lunch, and then they came home afterwards from school with homework, and then they had supper, and there were all those things to do besides the laundry and the, we had, I don't know how many lines of laundry at that time. And then there was the ironing. In those days you didn't have wash and wear clothes. You had to iron, and I remember three little girls, and they made those sleeves so small in their dresses and full of ruffles here and then tight. Oh, to iron those sleeves. And then, of course, if your husband is a minister, you have lots of white shirts. And again, they were not wash and wear. They were something else. But you know, it was so, so wonderful. It always seems so easy when I'm ironing to just have such fellowship and communion with the Lord and sing to myself some of these wonderful songs that just keep you in the presence of Jesus. So, glory to God. And that way, you can just grow in the Lord. Just grow, just develop. You don't want to be at a standstill, but you want to grow. You want to develop in the Lord. And sometimes, of course, your schedule is disrupted and all that. Well, don't get all upset. You can get back again and just have your precious times with the Lord. Glory to God. And you'll find sometimes your children will imitate you. They will. And we had one, especially if I was giving some object lesson or sometimes a flower graph lesson in the children's meeting. Well, she'd asked me for the figures and the flannel board, and there she was telling the story like everything and really doing well at it. And you know, other people also, they watch you when you don't know they're watching you. So you see, when you hide away in the Lord, you don't need to be troubled because you will always be on guard, and you'll always just walk with the Lord. Glory to God. Sometimes people will come and mention something, and you didn't realize it yourself, but something touched them. Something stirred them. You weren't even aware of it, because you were walking with the Lord, and you were hiding away in Him. Praise the Lord. And to this day, I see the children sometimes still doing things that they said they saw me do when they were little. And I'm glad they're not bad things. I know that I'm very far from being perfect. And I was very far from walking perfectly. But I'm so thankful that Jesus is able to take us on. And I know that as we just love the Lord, and you don't want to displease Him, you don't want to displease anyone you really love, do you? In fact, you don't want to displease anybody, but some people you can't help but displease, no matter what you would do. Glory to God, but all just to love the Lord. In this Ephesians 3, where it tells about, I read just part of it the other day, it says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. And I heard Brother Hans Walpole say some years ago in one of his sermons, he just mentioned, he said, if you pray 2 months to know the love of Christ, you'll be changed. And I did that. I did that. And I'm so thankful I did, because it gave me a greater sight of the love of Jesus for me. And Jesus and I, Jesus and you, can be lovers.
He's drawing us, and let us deal with him. Let's respond, as Brother Chow told us, the Chinese young people do. Open your heart wide and let Jesus bind you to himself and hide you in himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put faith into our hearts, Lord, this afternoon as we call upon you. We know you're calling us, and we're responding to you, Jesus, and we believe that you change us. We believe, Lord, that we walk closer to you, that you put your hand upon each one here, and you work in us the change that you see we need. You know just what we need, and you know just what is hindering a closer walk with you. And Lord Jesus, we want to be strengthened with might by thy Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may live in our hearts by faith, that we may walk with our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make changes, Lord. Make changes today, Lord. Change us, O God. By thy power, we thank you that you have come to do that and to effect a closer walk, O God. Hallelujah, that as we leave the mountaintop here, we shall, O God, walk with our God. Walk closer to you. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your call. We thank you that you make your will known. And Lord Jesus, we trust you to accomplish your purposes in us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We come, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Go, Lord, over your Lord, over your Lord. Moment by moment.
Kept in his love. place to bow at thy rebuke. You've given us help to bow at thy word, to accept it, to take it. Oh, Jesus, how we thank you that you have come and that you have ministered to us and you have given us that help and that grace. Glory to God. And we pray thee that as these meetings proceed and go on, that you will help us to have a heart that's open to the word of God. Bowing at the word of the Lord. Oh God, help each one of us to really bow at your word. Glory to God. We know that you give it to us for our help and our benefit. We thank you for it this afternoon. We thank you, my God, for the things that we have heard. And oh God, we don't want to forget them. We don't want them to lie dormant someplace, or are we just careless about them in any way, but we want to make sure that we take steps of obedience to that word. And, oh God, we give ourselves anew to you today, that you will help us to be doers of the word.
Amen. Lord, amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we want you. We want you.
Yes,
hallelujah. We want you.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we pray that you'll encourage each one to know that there is a place for them near by your side. A place, Lord Jesus, where you want to reveal yourself in all your glory. We pray, oh God, that you'll encourage each one of us to give ourselves to you in such a way that the full revelation, Lord, that you have for us of thyself shall be granted unto us.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord Jesus, that none of us will shortchange ourselves. But Lord, cause us to really come into all that you're calling us into. We thank you, Lord, that the way has been opened. We thank you that the veil has been rent in twain, and that there's entrance and there's access to the holiest of all by a new and living way, Lord Jesus, through thy blood, by thy blood. And Lord Jesus, we pray thee that each one of us will enter in more fully to thyself. Lord. Oh, Jesus, we know, Lord Jesus, that you're beginning a good work at this time, and we pray this afternoon,
Lord,
that you'll do something deep within our souls to give us the light of it, oh God, to make us to grasp it as never before. But Lord, as we leave this place, we pray that heart shall be given to you in a greater way, to walk in your presence, and Lord, to spend time waiting upon you. We pray, Lord, that you'll impress upon each one the importance of this, and Lord, that you'll give grace to follow all the way through on that which we have heard today, that there might be a full victory wrought in every life for thy glory.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabbi Yabba Shadrach, Yabba Rabbi Jopoko, Yolo Rabbi Shadrach. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.